The great Amos Milburn, one scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Here's an interesting little-known fact about him. He was already an established star when Motown came calling in the early 1960s, and he recorded several sides for them. But as you can tell, too much blues there, too much not as smooth as they were looking for at Motown, so it didn't work out. But hey, we got to hear some great music from Mr. Amos Milburn. Stick around, everyone. We have more great music on the way here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back from the break, a singer-songwriter who's written so many tremendous songs. Last year, a country artist covered one of her all-time greats and had a big hit with it. Here's another one of her big hits sung by her, and that's coming up on WFHR.